Tom and Alex, this is Your Life. Triple J.
You might have heard us play a track quite a bit recently called 21 at 12. It's new stuff from Hot Hot Heat. And Alex, we're lucky enough to have the lead singer from that very band on the line.
Steve Bays. He's in Williamsburg, New York. Good morning, Steve.
Hi there. Hi, Tom. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
What are you looking at the moment? Where are you? Describe your surroundings.
My surroundings are really bizarre. I was hoping to find like a park or something where it would be quiet, but I'm actually on the street in Williamsburg here in New York. There are kids playing baseball on the street here, and
cool.
They're screaming, and they're a bit loud, and there's a train going over the Williamsburg Bridge right now, and the sun is setting, and it's like a scene out of a movie. It's beautiful.
That sounds like the setup scene for a movie, like when you're trying to depict everything as idyllic.
It literally is like, I wish this was a radio. It's such a magical moment. It's not very breakfast time for me.
No, right.
Yeah, well, we do have an interview to do, though, Steve, so if you could just tell the kids to quieten down a little bit with their baseball, we'll get on into it, because you've got a new album coming out. It's called Future Breeds.
Shut up!
Take that, kids. Well, you got to watch out, actually, because I was seeing on your Facebook, did you guys recently have a run-in with the New York Police Department?
Oh, man, it was the worst day. Recently, there's been a lot of police everywhere, probably because there was, like, a bomb in Times Square, and they actually bombed people, whatever you call it, went in and stopped it from detonating and stuff. And then we were just drinking a beer in the park, as one does, and we were just biking around town, you know, and having a gay old time. And we were following the directions on Google Maps to get back to where we're staying in Brooklyn. And there was a murder scene and all these guys were yelling at us. And so we did a quick 180 and biked onto the sidewalk to get away from these guys that were screaming at us. And right then the four police came, and now we have, like, to appear in court for biking on the freaking sidewalk, you know.
That sounds insane.
Oh,
does it clash with any of your dates? I mean, you're touring and playing shows at the moment. Do you have to cancel some shows to appear in court?
Well, it's not till July, and coincidentally, we have July off right around that time. But friends here have told me you can just not show up, and if it's a small offense, it's not a big deal.
Well, surely the police should be concentrating on the murder rather than the band walking down the street.
Yeah, someone died, but these hot on heat guys, I don't like them.
There would be nothing better for the album than if we got arrested for murder, yeah.
On Triple J this morning, we're chatting to Steve Bays from Hot Hot Heat. They have a brand new album out. It's their fourth full-length album, Future Breeds. And we've been playing 21 at 12 a fair bit here at Triple J, Steve. And this song is sort of quite literally about turning 21 at midnight.
It's kind of about the confidence, the false sense of confidence you have in your early 20s. Mm. And you get all the good things about being in that. You don't have any of the personal responsibilities. And I don't know. It's kind of, it's just like a little kind of Dylan-esque story. You know, I really didn't think it was going to be the song that would be played on the radio. I thought it was a bit too weird. But then again, I didn't think there was any songs on the album that would be able to be on the radio. But the fact that you guys are playing it is great. And it's doing well over here, too, which is like total surprise to us.
Fantastic. Well, we might play it now and then have a chat about this weirdness that you're thinking, because you did want to go weird for the album, so you might see why you wanted to make that decision. After this is Hot Hot Heat and 21 at 12.
Hey, this is Steve from Hot Hot Heat. That was 21 at midnight. That is the new song off our new record.
And what is all that buzzing at the end there, Steve? Is that all that weird outro there? What's going on there?
Yeah, that's just some bees. Paul, our drummer, was really into making these little soundscapes, and most of them didn't make it onto the record, but that one we just threw on there because we thought it was really funny.
Fantastic. You've got a few interesting sounds in there. I know track 8 off the upcoming album, JFK's LSD, has got some pretty interesting stuff. It feels like a really epically long song because I listened to it before, but it goes for about 3.5 minutes, and there's a lot of things going on. What sort of stuff is happening on that track? How did you end up writing that?
On that song, I took this old analog keyboard that had the old Roland keyboards used to have a setting called random, and it would just be randomly generated notes, and the only option it gave you was to vary the speed. So I just made about 3.5 minutes of noise, and then I chose my favorite little loops and I pitch shifted them so that they matched the key of the song. It was really easy to do, but it's kind of got this trippy sound, and then when you run it through a Marshall amp, it sounds even cooler, you know?
Sounds like a really fun way to write a song rather than sort of agonizing over a few other things, just like it's making a project.
Sounds like there's no skill at all involved to me. Sounds like you just phoned this one in, Steve.
Yeah, you just hit the random button. Yeah, no, we did a lot of fun stuff with keyboards on this album. Like, also in that song, there's It kind of sounds like a cat meowing, but it's actually me just like singing into this little Casio battery-powered keyboard. It samples your voice, and then you can play it like a keyboard. And yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of really weird keyboard sounds on it, old Ace tones from the 70s, and big plate reverbs that were, you know, like the size from Sweden that are like the size of refrigerators. And I built the studio and got to engineer and produce it myself. And then I borrowed a lot of gear from friends as well, just, you know, to experiment with. And there's a good little community in Vancouver of people that helped us make this record.
Cool. Is that sort of representative of generally a happier attitude? You were saying the last album, Happiness Limited, was really quite bitter, and then this one's a bit more upbeat or positive, Steve.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a party record. I mean, I guess you could classify it as like pop music, but at this point, pop music has been made for so many years and it's been done to death. So I just knew it had to be different and it had to sound like something from the future, but I still wanted it to be melodic and fun and catchy and something that you could put on at a party and keep the energy high. But if you actually listen on headphones, you know, there's a lot of surprises to it and it's still kind of sophisticated, you know.
You listen to Triple J this morning with Tom and Alex. Steve Bays from Hot Hot Heat is on the line from Williamsburg in New York, where everything is perfect and it's like a movie. And he's talking about his latest album, Future Breeds.
Thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning on Triple J.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks again for the support. Triple J has been the best radio station in the world to Hot Hot Heat. So,
well, we look
forward to
you coming to Australia. Is there any plans to come to the country at all on this tour for
Actually,
your new album?
Yeah, I had to cancel my honeymoon because we leave on December 26th come out to Australia. No, it's good. It's good. She's a good lady. She understands. And actually, we played last night here in town, and I got accosted by a guy from Sydney. He would not stop talking. He got some rap. We had some great, great people that are from Australia that come to our shows, so.
Bring yeah, the wife out with you, Steve.
Yeah, make the tour your honeymoon. There you go. It's lovely over here that time of year.
When you tour Australia, as you know, you have to fly every day to each different city, so it becomes really pricey to bring someone for fun. But it's okay. I'm just really excited. The last time we were there, we did some of the V-Fest shows with Queens of the Stone Age and Modest Mouse, and then we did some dates on the side with Modest Mouse, and those were some of the funnest shows we've done in a long time. So
if you're coming out around December, I mean, that's sort of New Year's Eve where we have falls festivals, a lot of summer festivals and that kind of thing. Do you actually know if you're on the lineup of any of those particular festivals?
I think we are. Sometimes I get in trouble if I announce stuff before it all goes public or whatever, but we're definitely coming for some of the summer stuff, yeah.
Is there any particular song you want us to go out with from the album?
Yeah, I would love it if you guys played Goddess on the Prairie. I think that's a really cool song. And that one, unlike some of the other ones, we did this one live in the studio, and it's everything, the whole band at once, vocals included. And yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty fun little song, I think.
Let's go out with that.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tom and Alex, if you prick them, do they not bleed? Triple J.